And it's great for us to be here again today. Really appreciate the invitation to come and speak with you all.
我很高兴今天能够来到这里，接受你们的邀请来为你们讲道。
What I want to share with you today is about a very unpleasant reality within the Christian community.
今天我要跟你们分享的是一个很令人很不愉快的一个是真相，发生在我们基督徒的这个环境里头。
That any church of any size for any length of time experiences.
任何的教会不论大小，或者是在任何的时期，都有经验过这样的事情。
And that is the unpleasant reality that some people who used to be part of the church have left.
那就是很令人难过的是，有一些人在教会的一部分，但是后来他们离开了。
They fellowshiped with us.
他们跟我们团契。
They prayed with us.
他们跟我们一起祷告。
Studied the word of God with us.
跟我们一起读神的话。
And now they're gone.
然后现在他们离开了。
I don't know about this particular church.
我不知道你们这个特别特教会。
But you've been around for a few years.
可是你们也在这附近有一阵子了。
And I would assume that there are some people that come to your mind as I say that.
我就假定你们中间有人是有这样的，想起来有这样的情形。
And sometimes we talk to one another and we shrug our shoulders and we say, why? What happened?
有的时候我们彼此谈论。就只能耸耸肩说，为什么会发生这样的事呢？
This has been the experience of the church for the past 2,000 years.
这是发生在过去这2000年来教会历史中的事情。
It's not merely a product of the 21st century.
这并不是只有21世纪的产品。
In the passage that I want to read for us from the book of James, he addresses this issue.
我要跟大家读的经文在雅各书，雅各提到这样子的问题。
This James is most certainly the brother of Jesus.
这位雅各很明显的是耶稣的兄弟。
A younger brother of Jesus who had the same mother Mary.
他是耶稣的同一个他是耶稣的弟弟，母亲也是玛利亚。
He's the one who said that this Jesus, his brother, was in fact the Son of God.
他就是这一位告诉大家，耶稣是他的兄弟，是神的儿子。
Different from his other brothers and sisters because he was crucified and risen again.
他跟其他的兄弟都不一样的一点是，耶稣被钉十字架又复活了。
He addresses.His readers with the term "my brothers" 15 times in this letter.
在这封信里，他对读者提到我的兄弟提了50次。
Expecting that his readers are true followers of his older brother, who is also God in the flesh.
他期望读者们也是同样耶稣基督的门徒，这位耶稣基督也是神的儿子。
However, the writers of the New Testament and Jesus himself
但是新约的作者和耶稣自己
warn us with a sobering fact that within the Christian community, the local church
他警告过我们这个事实发生在各地的教会中
are people who profess Christ as Savior
就是有些人自称是自称耶稣是是耶稣的门徒
but do not in truth possess Christ as Savior and Lord
他们称自己拥有救恩但是并不是在真实的生活中真正的敬畏真正有神的生命
we don't like to think about that
我们不想要去想这件事情。
It makes us uncomfortable.
这样子的思想让我们很不舒服。
But the word of God doesn't allow us to live up in the heavens.
可是神的话并不是让我们只是住在天上。
It plants us firmly on the earth that is broken and fallen.
神的话是把我们很实在的种在这个地上，而这个地是充满了破碎和毁灭。
Remember, one of the original 12 was not a true follower of Christ himself.
还记得最初这十二个门徒啊，并不是真实跟随耶稣的。
James has written this letter.
雅各写了这一封信。
As does the Apostle John, his first letter.
也就像约翰写的第一封信。
Giving characteristics of true faith.
他指出真实的信心的特色。
Not to condemn people.
不是来定罪人。
But to save those who might be deceived.
而去拯救那些被欺骗的人。
Who might have a false assurance of salvation.
这些人有可能并不真实的清楚他们的救恩。
Who might have been told by some well-meaning person that they really are Christian now.
也许他们是别的人，他们自称是基督徒的，教导他们过。
But in reality, whose faith may not be genuine.
可是在实际上，他们的信心可能并不是真实的。
And therefore may still be under the judgment of God.
所以有可能还是在神的审判之下。
In a group this size, I would not be surprised if there are one or more persons in that category.
在你们这样子一个大小的聚会的里面，我不会惊讶。说中间有一两位有这样的经历。
So after giving these characteristics of genuine faith in his letter,
所以当我提到在他的书信中提到真实的信心的这些特点的时候，
we come to the concluding sentence of this epistle.
我们提到这个结论这一句话。
In chapter 5, verses 19 and 20.
在第五章十九节二十节。
My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth,
我的弟兄们，你们中间若有失迷真道的，
and someone brings him back,
有人使他回转，
let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering,
这人该知道叫一个罪人从迷路上转回，
will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins.
便是救一个灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。
James gives us here a positive command for being our brother's keeper.
雅各在这里给我们一个很肯定的要求，就是我们要照顾我们的兄弟。
In effect, he says, if you see someone who has professed Christ but is now straying from the truth.
事实上就是当你看到有一个人他曾称为自己是基督徒现在却转离了真道
Try to get him or her back on track.
试着把他找回来
As the signs on the train say, I assume they do in New Jersey too, if you see something, say something.
就像在火车上面的这个广告上写你看见什么就要说什么
The Christian communityis not to be indifferent to the unhappy reality that some who name the name of Christ are not living consistently with that profession.
一个基督徒的团体不应该对于有的人他称为是基督徒却不能够继续持续的过一个基督徒的生活保持沉默。
We are not to have the attitude, it's not my problem, they want to do that, that's up to them.
我们不应该有个态度是那是他们的问题跟我没有什么关系我不想为他做什么。
Being part of a body of believers means that I'm affected by what someone else does.
成为一个身体的一部分指的就是我会受任何人他们所做的行为的影响。
And so if someone within the Christian community, my body, is straying from God, I'm being weakened by that.
如果我们的团体中有人转离了真道，我也因此变得虚弱了。
We are organically connected in Christ.
我们是有机体的连在基督耶稣的里面。
However, trying to get someone back on track, or as James says, back to the truth.
但是要一个人回转真道，或者就如雅各所说，使他回转。
Makes a crucial but basic assumption which the majority in our society no longer make.
这有一个很严重的一个假设，就是我们这个社会是不再有的。
The underlying assertion is that there is truth that someone can turn away from.
这个底下的一个真理就是有人可以转离。
And therefore there is a truth that someone can come back to.
那同样就有一个真理，就是他们可以回来。
There is truth and there is error.
这里有真理，也有错误。
There is good and there is bad.
有好，也有坏。
There is right and there is wrong.
有对的，也会有错的。
Our society no longer believes that.
可是我们的社会不再相信这一点。
But these truths that we find in this book,
但是在我们这一本圣经上找到的真理，
these moral standards are universal and absolute.
这些的道德标准是宇宙性的，而且是绝对性的。
They would be true if no one believed them.
就算没有人相信它，它还是真实的。
They are true for all people in all cultures.
这个是对所有的人，所有的文化下都是真实的。
Newark Christian Fellowship is a church because you have entered into a covenant with God and then with each other.
我们的教会是一个教会，因为我们在神的约之下，也与众人一起在这个约之下。
You have bound yourself to God and to one another.
我们彼此团在一起，也彼此交接，跟神交接在一起。
To walk in this truth.
要走进这个真理里面。
To turn from error.
要从错误中转回来。
And forsake sin.
而且弃绝罪恶。
If this book is not the absolute transcultural truth.
如果这本圣经不是绝对的超越文化的真理，
Then this church and my church and all churches,
那么这个教会，我的教会，还有所有人教会，
are simply playing a mind game.
都只是在玩一个头脑的游戏。
It's a psychosocial coping mechanism in order to deal with life and ultimately with death.
这只是心理上的、社交上的一种游戏，为了要处理这个世上的问题以及死亡的问题而已。
And that is what the movers and shakers, and I would imagine for college students here, what professors in your university are saying.
那是为什么大学教授他们这样说。
They say increasingly that's what is true about us, and that's what we are doing here today.
他们不越来越多的是说，这是我们教会的真理，我们现在所要做的事情。
They say that modern science and technology have made the need to believe in the Bible obsolete.
Obsolete,
no longer relevant, no longer necessary.
Okay. 他们认为研究科学。
They say that modern science and technology have made the need to believe in the Bible obsolete or unnecessary.
Okay. 他们认为现代的科技和技术使得相信圣经是跟相信圣经是没有关联的了。
Christianity is no longer needed to give a plausible understanding of the cosmos and the human experience.
基督教的信仰已经不再被需要来达成对于这个世界宇宙的一个认知。
This book is really no more true than the Book of Mormon.
这本圣经跟摩门经没有什么差异。
Or the gods of the Greeks and Romans.
Greece.
Or the gods of the Greeks.
哦，跟希腊罗马神话的那些也没有什么差别。
Or the story of Santa Claus, for that matter.
哦，甚至圣诞老公公也没什么差别。
Or the Easter Bunny, you feel good believing in that? Go ahead, fine.
或者是这个复活节的 Bunny, 兔子，你要相信他，去吧。
For them, belief in what they consider to be the myths of the Bible.
对他们来说，相信圣经中所谓的神神话
is a result of ignorance and psychological immaturity.
是因为一个人的无知或者心理上的不成熟
These beliefs are not appropriate for an educated, mature citizen of the 21st century.
这些信仰对于一个成熟的、有教育的21世纪的市民是不重要的。
For them, then, all cultures,
对他们来说，各种的文化
which are built on some shared belief system,
是所谓建立在共享某一些的所相信的事实上。
Islamic culture,
伊斯兰教。
Hindu culture,
印度的文化
Western Christianized culture,
西方基督教化的文化
Paganism,
异教文化
or communism,
或者共产党文化
they are all equally valid,
他们都是平等的是有效的
or rather all equally invalid,
或者是一样的没有益处
None of them can claim superiority over the others,
没有一个人可以宣称自己比别的更高一等。
Because none of them can claim that their belief system is absolutely true.
因为没有一个可以宣称他们的信仰的系统是绝对真实的。
And the other is false.
那别的当然就是错的。
Because they are convinced that there is no absolute universal truth.
因为他们很坚定地相信这个世界上没有绝对绝对的真理
upon which to build one's life and culture
在一个人把自己的生命建在一个文化上的时候
increasingly in our day
现在在我们的时代越来越多
belief in the Bible as the ultimate standard of truth and morals
一个人若要相信圣经是绝对的真理和道德的价值标准
is seen not only as misguided and immature
不但被当作你被已经被误导了或者不成熟
but it's seen as dangerous
而且被人当作这是危险的
we are lumped in with the Islamic fundamentalists
我们里面塞满了这些基础的观念
Who want to conquer the world for Islam?
有的要用伊斯兰教统治全世界。
Christians who actually believe the Bible,
真实相信圣经的这些基督徒
are seen as intolerant people,
被当作一个不能容忍别人的人
who manipulate and oppress people with their religion.
他们用他们的信仰来操纵别人，给别人压力。
Men oppress women.
男的欺压女性。
Whites oppress blacks and other minorities.
白人欺压黑人或者其他的少数民族。
The rich oppress the poor.
有钱的欺压穷人。
And heterosexuals oppress the homosexuals.
两性恋相恋的。欺压同性恋。
Consequently, people who believe in the Bible and the biblical truths,
这样子的结果就是所有真实相信圣经是真理的基督徒
are seen as racists,
被当作是种族歧视者
bigots, same idea,
歧视他人的人 有歧视的人
intolerant,
无法忍受不能够接纳不同意见的人
and homophobic afraid of homosexuals
或者是害怕同性恋的人
I assume that this church Newark Christian Fellowship
我想在你们的这个教会中
，like all true churches，
像所有的真实的教会中
，was founded on the conviction and commitment。That's a commitment.
Okay. 建立在一个信仰的基石，还有一个委身的上面。
That the God revealed in the Bible is the truth.
在圣经上所显示出来的上帝是就是真理。
And He has made His truth known to us in His Son Jesus Christ.
而上帝已经把这个真理借着耶稣基督显明在我们中间。
And He's told us in this book how to live in keeping with this truth.
而且他也借着这个圣经教导我们如何活出这个真理，持守这个真理。
So when James talks about someone straying from the truth,
所以当雅各提到有人迷失真道，
he means that they're starting to follow something that is false and not real.
他在指出他们开始跟随一些错误的不是真实的东西。
The New Testament makes it clear.
新约很明显很清楚的讲解。
That someone can stray from the truth in two main ways.
有人会转迷失真道有两个方向。
The first way is to twist, to distort, or neglect the clear teaching of the Word of God.
首先是对于 很清楚的教导神的教导扭转了转移了
to change the doctrines that have been handed down to us from the apostles
他们把从使徒传下来到我们手中的这些教导转移了
to deny the clear teaching of these scriptures
他们否认了这个圣经上很清楚的教训
And so begin to think differently about all that is around us and who we are.
所以他就开始对于我们所四周所发生的事情以及我们自己该有的样子有了一个不同的想法。
The second way that a person can stray from the truth
第二种人会迷失真道的情况是
is by straying from the standards of behavior given to us in this book.
是在我们对于这本书所教导我们的行为的要求转离了。
There are right ways to live.
生活是有一个对的方式去生活。
And when we live contrary to the clear teaching of God's word,
当我们生活是刚好相反，对神所教导的方式刚好相反的时候，
We are not living according to the truth, but living a lie.
我们就不是在根据真理而生活，我们是在过一个虚谎的生活。
Even though the lie is the dominant belief in our culture,
即使这样子的谎言、虚谎，管理了、占据了大部分我们这个社会的情况。
Everybody does it. What's wrong with that?
大家都这样做，有什么不对呢？
Everybody's doing it.
每个人都这样做啊。
The word of God is clear.
神的话很清楚。
That there is a truth that must be believed.
有一个真理是我们必须去相信的。
And there is truth that must be lived and obeyed.
也有这样子的真理是我们也要去活出来，而且要顺服他的。
And the two are related. The way that we think affects the way that we act.
这两个东西是互相关联的，我们所思想的会影响我们的行为。
We are thinking beings.
我们思想，我们就成为那样的人。
What goes on inside of our head?
进到我们头脑里的。
Sooner or later, comes out in what we do.
迟早就会出来，变成我们所做的事情。
It wasn't just James that had this perspective.
不是只有雅各有这样子的观点。
The Apostle Paul says that it is possible to bring someone back out of their wrong thinking.
使徒保罗也说过，有一个可能可以把一个错误思想的人把他扭转回来。
And out of their wrong living.
而且把他从错误的生活方式中带回来。
They're not a lost cause.
Lost cause.
Something to
no point in trying to help them.
没有什么不可以帮助他们的。
It's not that the Christian community is just to wring our hands over what someone is doing.
我们基督徒的团体不能对别人做什么，只是抓着我们自己的手，不知所措。
In Paul's second letter to Timothy,
保罗在提摩太二后书提到
，Chapter 2, verses 24 to 26。
第二章
，Chapter 2, 24 to 26.
He writes this.
And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone. I'll read the whole thing in the English.
Okay.
Able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness.God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will.
然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和地待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道。叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的可以醒悟脱离他的网罗。
Here Paul writes that it is the responsibility of church leaders.
这里保罗说教会领袖的责任是
to try to get someone out of a wrong way of thinking.
是试着把一些人有错误思想的挽回过来。
That's one of the teaching responsibilities of church leaders.
这就是教会领袖在教导的时候他的一个很重要的责任。
You recognize somebody's thinking wrongly about the Word of God.
你发现有人对于神的话有一个错误的想法。
They don't really understand the meaning of Christ's death.
他们并不真的了解耶稣的死的意义。
They don't really understand the work of the Holy Spirit.
他们并不真的了解圣灵的工作。
It's the leader's responsibility to correct that.
是领袖们他的责任去纠正这一切。
That's a teaching responsibility of church leaders.
这就是教会领袖他们在教导上的一个责任。
And Paul says, maybe God will work and that person's mind will be opened and they'll change.
保罗说也许神会工作，那那个人的脑思想能够被改变过来。
Jesus said in Matthew 18, verse 15,
耶稣在马太十八章，对不起。
Matthew
18, 15. 马太福音十八章，十五章十八节，说到。
If your brother sins against you,
十八章十五节，对不起。
If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother.
如倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有和他和你在一处的时候指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。
That is when I recognize wrong behavior, especially when it's directed towards me.
那是当我发现有一些不对的行为，特别是针对我来说的时候。
I'm not supposed to go and talk to somebody else and say, you know, he's got a problem.
我不应该对到别人的地方跟别人说，哎，这个人有问题。
Or just mind my own business.
或者就说啊，我只管我自己就好了。
I have a responsibility to talk to them.
我有责任去跟他讲话。
That's what Jesus said.
那就是耶稣所说的。
The command to bring correction to someone involved in wrong behavior is not left simply to the leaders.
去纠正一个人他有行为的错误，我们这样子的事情并不应该只丢给领袖们单独去做。
But to anyone concerned with being faithful to God.
对任何人他很觉得很在乎要对神忠心的人他都应该这样做。
Sometimes within the church community,
有的时候在教会的社区里。
We see someone starting to behave in a way that we know is suspect.
我们知道有的人行为是我们所觉得有一点怀疑的。
Maybe they've stopped coming to meetings that they always came to.
也许他们没有不再来他们常常来的聚会。
Maybe they're no longer sharing their prayer requests or their understanding of the Word of God.
也许他们不再提出需要我们代祷的事情，或者他们对神的认识。
Maybe their conversation starts revealing that they're going places and spending time with people that, you know, are not healthy.
也许他们的谈话中显出他们在跟一些对他们并不健康、并不好的人来往。
And sometimes people say, I think the church leaders ought to do something about that.
有的时候，有的人会说：“哎呀，我觉得教会领袖应该做什么呀？”
That's not what Jesus said.
这不是耶稣说的。
He said we have a responsibility.
他说我们有责任。
In fact, Paul in Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 makes it even more explicit.
事实上
，Galatians 6:1.
保罗在加拉太书六章第一节有更清楚的说提出来。
He says, Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
Paul assigns the responsibility of saying something.
保罗现在指出来，我们有一个责任要说些话。
To the straying professing believer.
对那些已经离开真道的信徒。
He puts that responsibility on those who are walking with the Lord.
他把这个责任放在那些与神同行的基督徒身上。
Not only with the designated or ordained leadership.
并不是交给要求那些被指定的或者被认可的那些属灵的弟兄。
Notice the good result of turning someone back from their straying from the truth.
当你要注意到我们把一个人从迷失真道中回转拉回来以后，有多大的好处？
Either from wrong thinking or in wrong behavior.
不论是从错误的思想或者从错误的行为。
They will be saved from the death of hellfire.
他们会被拯救脱离地狱的火。
And their sins will be covered.
而且他们很多的罪都被遮盖了。
Maybe before they were only professing Christ.
也许过去他只是宣告他是基督徒。
But their faith was not genuine.
可是他的信心并不够真实。
They were only acting as if.
他们只是表现出来好像是基督徒。
That's what they'd learned in their families.
也许这是在他的家庭中学来的。
That's what the influence of the people that they know caused them to do and to say.
也许那是在他们所认识的人中间让他们学习到的一种方式。
But it was not really coming from their hearts.
可是那样子的生活并不是从内心深处来的基督徒生活。
But they will be saved from the death of hellfire and their sins will be covered.
但是当他们被挽救回来的时候，他们会被拯救脱离地狱的火，他们的很多的罪也可以被遮盖。
Now, after they have been corrected,
现在当他们被改正之后
they've been approached,
他们被人去接触了
and confronted with their wrong thinking or their wrong behavior,
有人能够在他们面前指出他们错误的思想和行为了
and God has done a work in their hearts,
上帝在他们心中已经做了一份工作
There's been genuine repentance. Their mind has changed, and therefore their behavior has changed.
他们有很真实的悔改，他们的思想被改变了，他们的行为也改变了。
And now they have authentic faith in Christ.
现在他们有很真实实际的信心在耶稣基督面前。
And are truly regenerated by the Holy Spirit.
而且被圣灵真实的啊重生了。
However, there is a warning implied in this desired happy outcome.
但是有一个警告啊，是来针对这样子一个快乐的一个结局。
If they don't repent,
如果他们不悔改。
If they don't turn from their straying in their thinking or in their behavior,
如果他们不从错误的迷失的思想和行为中扭转回来，
from their unbelief or persistent sin,
从他们不信或者继续的犯罪中扭转回来，
they will die in their sins and be lost forever.
他们会死在罪中，而且永远的失丧。
The great promise of restoration, the great promise of being brought back to God, being restored to God.
被带回到耶稣，带回到神面前的一个很大的一个应许是。
And the terrifying warning of judgment.
还有这个最可怕的就是落在神的审判的底下。
Is meant to motivate the people of God to do something about those that are straying.
这两点啊，特别的是要让所有属神的儿女一定要想办法来做一些事情，来抢救他们。
Notice that the means of saving this straying professing Christian.
你要注意到拯救这些。曾经自称是基督徒可是迷失的这些人的时候
is the person who turns him back.
就是这样子的人可以使他回转。
And it often involves more than praying for them.
这牵涉到更多的为他祷告。
As important as praying is.
祷告是非常的重要。
And that's the first kind of response we ought to have when we see somebody who'sbehavior or thinking is suspect.
当我们第一次看到人思想或者行为有不对的时候，
we know that God is the one who saves.
我们知道神是唯一能拯救他的。
He chooses his own and gives them a new heart.
他选择了他自己的儿女，而且给他们一颗新的心。
He is going to bring back his straying child somehow, some way.
上帝自己要用什么他自己的方法自己的时间来把他迷失的儿女转回过来。
After all, he is the one who left the 99 and goes after the one who was lost.
毕竟他自己就是一个放下99只羊去找寻那一只迷羊的主人。
And that's a great comfort, especially for us parents who have children who have strayed away.
这个对我们做父母的是一个很大的安慰。如果我们有孩子迷失了，
that God is going to pursue them and bring them back.
上帝会去追上他们，把他们带回来。
We've done what we could.
我们做了我们能做的。
God is the one who must answer.
上帝是唯一能够回答我们的。
But he usually does bring people back through his people in the church.
但他通常是借着教会里的人把他的子民带回来。
The community of believers, the church,
信徒的这个团体是教会。
Is one of the main ways or means that God uses.
是上帝所使用一个非常主要的方法。
To cause his straying child to return.And persevere to the end.
来使一个迷失的儿女回来，而且坚持的走在正道上。
If you know someone who's straying from the truth,
如果你知道有人偏离了正道，
and even as you've heard these words these last few minutes,
也许你刚刚这几分钟才听到这个字。
A friend or family member's name has popped into your mind.
然后你的一个朋友或者你的家人名字。
And you say, I know something's not right.
这些人的影子出现在你脑海中，你说，哎呀，我知道他们有一些不对的情况。
Don't just keep waiting and then watching for the fall.
不要继续等，然后看到他们失落了。
And then say, I knew something was going to happen. I knew something wasn't right.
然后就说，哎呀，我早知道有什么事不对了，我早知道什么事不好的会发生。
We need to be proactive.
我们需要提早行动。
James says, if you see someone straying, go to him.
雅各说，你看见有人迷失了，去找他。
Go to her.
去找他。
Either they're thinking wrongly.Under the influence of someone,
或者他们思想错了，是受了别人的不对的影响。
Or their behavior is starting to change in a negative direction.
或者他们的行动开始走向一些负面的一些行为。
Respond in two ways.
要回应这件事情。
Pray for them.
要为他们祷告。
And maybe share that prayer with other close friends or family.
或者你可以跟很亲密的朋友或者家人来分担这个祷告。
And then secondly, work to bring them back.
第二点就是努力的去做一些把他们带回来。
That's going to look different in every situation.
这会在不同的情况下看起来有不同的样子。
And God will give His people wisdom to say an appropriate word or do an appropriate act.
神会给不同的人有不同的言语和不同的行为。
Seek to get them back on the right track.
要去寻找一个最好的方式把他们带回来。
Love does that.
爱就能办得到。
Love cannot be content.To simply let straying, professing Christians slip away.
一个有神爱的不会很满足的就让一个迷失的基督徒慢慢飘离了。
As if it was a matter of indifference to me.
好像这个我觉得是跟我漠不相关一样。
We cannot do that as the genuine people of God.
我们成为一个真正神的儿女是不能这样做的。
We must make every effort.
我们一定要尽所有的努力。
Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost.
耶稣来是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
We, his followers, are called to do the same.
我们是他的门徒，我们被他呼召要做同样的事情。
Now, if you are the one that is straying,
现在如果你是那个迷失真道的人
and you're here today because that's what you do on Sunday mornings,
你今天来只是因为你礼拜天早上就是来教会
this is what you're expected to do,
别人都认为你就该来
if you didn't show up, people would start to wonder,
如果你不出现别人就会觉得很奇怪
anyway, you're used to this routine,
反正你很习惯这种例行公事。
But maybe no one knows that your confidence in God's word is actually weakening.
也许没有人注意到你对神的话语的信心越来越弱小。
Maybe all the studying in the university or even high school has begun to chip away at your faith.
也许你在高中读书，在大学读书，把你的信心越来越砍得越来越没力了。
And maybe you're really beginning to wonder, maybe this is just a matter of opinion and I'm used to this and so I'll go along with it. It's part of my culture, my tradition.
也许你越来越觉得哎呀这只是一种意见嘛。你越来越习惯我的文化我的背景我的很多的遭遇。
But you're not really so sure that this is actually the only way to live and the only way to understand reality.
但是你越来越不确定说哦这是唯一的真实的真理是可以行的。
And you are good at keeping that to yourself.
你也很擅长把这种感想藏在心里。
You don't want to rock the boat.
你不想要惊动任何人。
But you know you're starting to think somewhat differently than you used to about the Word of God.
可是你知道你已经不知怎么样就开始对神的话已经有不同的想法了。
Or maybe no one knows that you have been seduced into accepting the behavioral standards of the surrounding culture.
也许没有人注意到你的心里已经慢慢的接受屈服于你四周这个文化带给你的一种生活方式。
And so maybe you've begun to dabble in the lifestyle of your friends.
也许你开始想要接触或者是摄入别的你的朋友的那种生活方式了。
And you found out that you didn't get struck by lightning.
而你发现你没被闪电打死啊。
Seem to get away with it.
好像你可以有你自己的方法，可以过你自己爱过的日子。
But it's secret between you and a few friends, maybe.
可是这是在秘密的。
Or maybe just within yourself.
也许只有少数几个朋友知道你内心的想法，也许只有你自己知道。
I'm appealing to you today to get back on track.
我在这里切切的恳求你回到正道上来。
I'm appealing to you today to repent.
我现在切切的恳求你悔改吧。
Believe the truth.
你要相信真理。
That is in this book.
是在这本圣经里面。
Prove yourself to be one who is not a genuine. Prove yourself to be one who is not simply but tragically only professing Christ. Prove yourself to be one who is not simply but tragically only professing Christ.
你要向自己证明，你要证明出来，你不是那个只是口里称耶稣为主而没有真实悔改的人。
But one who actually possesses Christ.
你要成为那真实拥有基督的人。
So that you are doing what you do.
所以你现在所做的事情。
And thinking the way that you think.
去想你现在所想的东西。
Because that's who you are, a new creation in Christ.
因为耶稣基督在你里头有一个新的创造。
One who has authentic faith in the living God.
你要成为那个有真实信仰的人，活在神面前。
A faith that will persevere until you see Jesus.
这个信心能够让你继续坚持的走下去，直到见主耶稣的面。
This body, like all bodies, is in a struggle against the powers of darkness.
我们的身体好像所有的人一样，都在挣扎，要有神的啊。Actually, 我不是很懂这句话。
It's infected all parts of our society.
我们的身体，我们这个教会像一个身体。我们在努力的挣扎要活出神的生命来，会影响整个社会。
But we have one who has not only risen from the dead.
但是我们有一位，他不但从死里复活了。
But he has overcome the world.
他也胜了这个世界。
Jesus will make a way for you to get back where you ought to be.
耶稣会有一个方法让你能够回到你该有的样子。
He can free you from the wrong thinking and the wrong behavior that has begun to slip into your life.
他有那个能力、权柄，能够把你从错误的思想、错误的行为中释放出来。这个东西让你慢慢的脱离了真道，但是它可以让你回来。
Let's be the body of Christ.
让我们成为耶稣基督的身体。
The body repairs itself.
身体是会自己修复自己的。
God has placed you as a body. Repair yourself.
上帝给你这样的身体，让我们放在这个耶稣基督的身体里，可以彼此恢复。
With the grace that God provides.
有神的怜悯供应我们。
And for the glory of God.
还有神的荣耀。
But do it.
但是要去做它。
Don't just go through the motions until things fall apart.
不要只是做做手势，然后事情就毁掉了。
My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, James 5:19-20.
雅各书5:19节，我的弟兄们，
and someone brings him back.
你们中间若有失迷真道的，有人使他回转。
Let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering,
让这人该知道，叫一个罪人从迷路上转回。
Will save his soul from death,
便是救一个灵魂不死。
And cover a multitude of sins,
并且遮盖许多的罪。
You want your sins covered by the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ for eternity.
你要你的罪被耶稣基督的牺牲遮盖，一直到永恒。
Come back to the Savior.
回到救主面前来吧。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
You are the living God.
主，你是活神。
You are the holy God.
你是圣洁的神。
You are.The gracious God.
你是满有怜悯的神。
You are the God who is here.
你是现在在我们中间的神。
And you know every nook and cranny of our thinking and of our behavior.
你知道所有我们的思想和行为。
And you know those who are straying away.
你也知道那些迷失真道的人。
Bring them back, Father.
天父啊，把他们带回来。
Grant them repentance.
赐给他们悔改的心。
Grant them a hunger for you.
给他们一个饥渴的心，要渴慕你。
Grant them the desire to be genuine in their faith.
你给他们一个真实信心的盼望。
To have their sins forgiven and removed completely.
把他们的罪完全弃绝，完全被赦免。
And you also know those here.Who are aware of some who are straying away?
你也知道我们中间有人注意到有别人迷失真道。
Give them the courage and the love to follow through on what they ought to do.
给他们勇气和爱，可以一直跟着这些人把他们带回来。
Give them the willingness to lovingly confront those who need to be challenged.
给他们乐意的心，可以去面对挑战，啊，这些需要被挑战的人。
That those who are straying may come back to you.
使这些迷失真道的人可以回来。
That the body of Christ would be strengthened.
让耶稣基督的身体被坚固起来。
That the Lord Jesus Christ would be glorified.
让主耶稣基督能够被荣耀。
That the message of light would shine brighter.
然后让生命这个光的信息能够闪得更光亮。
And your bride would be more prepared for that glorious day when we see our Savior and Lord.
你的心腹能够更预备好，等到有一天我们可以见到我们的救主耶稣基督。
We ask you this in the name that's above all names.
我们请求你，奉你的名和超越一切的名。
The one who lived a perfect life on our behalf.
这一位过一个完全圣洁的生活，超越一切的生活。
And died a atoning sacrificial death in the place of sinners.
而且为了我们这些罪人死，能够有一个拯救我们的死，死在十字架上。
So that we could be accepted into your presence forever.
所以我们可以被接纳，能够侍立在你面前。
I know you hear this prayer because of him and what he has done.
我知道你因为耶稣的缘故，你在这里，而且你也听他为我们所做的。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。